and you're saying you disagree with me, but then you're saying you think Israel somehow is culpable or stood to gain. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Now, I've said many times, I do not believe Israel carried out 9/11. Were elements of Israeli intelligence knowledgeable of it? Were they in support roles? We know this. Israeli Mossad and Shin Bet are inseparable from MI6, MI5, FBI, CIA, Defense Intelligence, National Security Agency. It's all one group. But for people that want to talk about Israel being involved in terrorism, I need to talk about the fact that you can type in Israel created fake Al-Qaeda groups into Google, and you will not be at prisonplanet.com, you will not be at truthnews.us, you will not be on my websites. You will be at Haaretz, that is one of the major papers in Israel. You will be at the Jerusalem Post and United Press International. Israel has been caught staging terror attacks every time they want to stall the peace process. Now, does that mean there aren't suicide bombers running around trying to blow up buses and nightclubs? No, there are real terrorists. Does that mean that there aren't people sniping at Israeli soldiers? No, there are real people doing that. But I have a responsibility to report the fact that all major intelligence agencies, from the Japanese to the Russians to the British to the Israelis to the U.S., do stage false terror attacks. That is just a fact. And we cover those facts here. Now, people then talk about the urban legend of Israel being involved in 9/11, the urban legend, as they call it, of 4,000 Jews told not to go to work at the World Trade Center towers that day. If we're going to bring this up, let's bring up the facts. Where did this story come from? Odigo, the instant messaging company based in Tel Aviv, Israel, and New York City, told Haaretz on the afternoon of 9/11, and I'm not saying they were involved, why would they tell the newspaper? Why would Israel report on this? Again, this is more complex. They reported. Israel reported. I want to be very clear about this. This is a hot button, hot potato here. That Odigo told several thousand of its employees, and by the way, that's 4,000 in the city. Over 2,000 worked in the towers. Their main headquarters was there. Hours before, not to go to work, they heard that there was a terror threat and an impending attack on the building. Now, that is the Israeli newspaper, and anytime you mention Israel and stage terror, people call you anti-Semitic. I don't think Haaretz is anti-Semitic. It's an Israeli-owned, Jewish-owned newspaper. If you've got a problem with it, don't take it up with me. Take it up with them. If you've got a problem with Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, and others reporting that Israel stages terror attacks, don't take it up with me. I'm just a messenger. Take it up with them. If you don't believe me right now, well, don't just say you don't believe me. Go Google that. Now, other New York papers also reported it wasn't just Jews who weren't there that day. The buildings were more than half empty for how many people should have been in the building that day. It's not an urban legend. Arab children at public schools around it said those buildings won't be there next week. FBI agents, two of them, went to prison for insider trading the month before in connection to prior knowledge of the attacks. New York Daily News, other New York papers, New York Post reported. All these major intelligence agencies knew about this. Okay? When we come back, even the History Channel is coming out and talking about the anthrax attacks. Remember those? Being an inside job.